In last week's Haftarah, Ifter Shmuel told Shaul that he now lost the Melucha. He said, you were Moyes Bedvar Hashem, and Hashem took away the Melucha from you, this that you didn't finish wiping out the Zecher of Amalek. So the Heilige Shaul HaMelech, who had never been Choyti before, we're talking about the Heilige Shaul HaMelech, he asked Shmuel to please walk with him. Please come with me to be Mishtachev El Hashem. And Shmuel says, no, I'm not going to come with you. And then Shaul asks Shmuel again, please, be Mechabed me. Please give me respect and walk with me in front of the Ziknei Ha'am. Please give me the covet and walk with me in front of the Ziknei Ha'am to be Mishtachev El Hashem. And this time, Shmuel agreed to Shaul's request, and he walked with him. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, they say when he used to say this over, he would bang on the shtender and say, what's going on? The Heilige Shaul HaMelech. You're talking about someone so great that we can't imagine, we have no asaga. He just lost the melucha. And what's on his mind that he's asking Shmuel HaNavi to please give me kavod. Please give me kavod and walk with me keneged the Ziknei Ha'am. What does that mean? How can we understand such a thing? So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to say this over with such a fire. He would say, because the Metzius is that Shaul HaMelech, who just lost the Melucha, he lost all his kavod. He lost everything. A person, like we've said over many times, a person who feels zero covet about himself can't exist. He can't live any longer. Shaul HaMelech still had to be a Eved Hashem. He had to go on living to serve Hashem. A person can't exist. He can't go on in Avodas Hashem if he feels zero respect about himself. And after he just lost, he got the besura from Shmuel that Hashem is completely taking away the melucha. He lost everything. He was telling Shmuel, I need you to give me a little kavod. We're not talking about the treifa kavod of gaiva. A little bit of some type of self-worth that you're walking with me, giving me that respect, that I should feel some self-worth. I should be able to continue on living. I'm not chayiv misa. I'm still supposed to be alive. In order to stay alive, that's what I need. Like we said over many times, the Gemara in Tainis, that the Gemara says, Omar Rava Hainu Damrienshi Oi Chavrusa Oi Misusa. Rashi explained, either I have a friend that shows me some respect, or else I would rather death. A person needs to stay alive. He needs to feel some type of respect about himself. The most important thing that we could do on Purim, the tachlis, the whole point of the mitzvah mishloach manos, is to be marba ava v'achva v'reyos in Klal Yisrael, to show people that they have friends. And I mentioned this last year before Purim. Of course, we go ahead and we give shaluch manos to people that we're very close friends with, and we do have to send them. But there are people that have no friendship. The point is to be marba the ava v'achva v'reyos, to show people you do have friends. You do have what to live for. You do have some respect by some people think of you. They don't ignore you. They consider you a friend. This is the main point of Shaluch Manos. And it's unbelievable that this mitzvah, Mishloach Manos, is given as an easy way. You say, I want to show someone respect. I want to give someone that feeling that they're worth something. But how do I do it? Now, how do I do it? Here's the opportune time. There's a mitzvah, Mishloach Manos. I'm coming to knock on your door and give you the Mishloach Manos because I consider you my friend. Somebody once told me over that he once brought over Mishloach Manas to somebody who had moved new into the neighborhood, and this person had no shaykhis to anyone in the neighborhood, and when he brought it to him, the person told him, you're Mekayim, that you're being Mekar of a ger. That's what I feel like. I feel like a ger, a stranger in a strange land. Your mamash, you're showing me that I belong something. This is something everybody should think of, someone that they could go ahead and show a covet to, show respect to, show that we have ava to you, we have reyes to you. And that is literally, like we've said many times, literally tchias amesim. Like the Gemara says, oy chavrusa, oy misusa. Either I have a friend or I'd rather death. So let's show people that they have friends and be mekayim and fulfill the mitzvah mishloach manos the way we're supposed to. And then Hashem will do mida keneged mida, like Hashem does everything measure for measure, and He will do back to us that we will be always zeicha, that other people will show us also friendship.